Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Hey, welcome to Wolverines Freedom Radio on this Thursday night. And I tell you what, getting more crazy and crazy out there. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother? Ann will be calling in here in a little bit and stuff.
No, all right, cool. I love when Ann joins us. Hell, I don't know, brother. Man, I think after today, man, I'm thinking if I was a horse, we'd have to shoot me. But other than that, hang in there, Russell.
I hear you. I was just reading an article before we got on that Arizona's going to join Texas and sending the illegals up there in D.C. And I'm laughing. They're going to start a convoy and everything. So we'll see. We'll see if it actually happens, because I'm going to laugh when it does. And it's going to be amazing to see how D.C., if they're going to panic or what, you know, and all those illegals are down there. So But anyhow, I tell you, it's getting crazier and crazier. They confirmed that judge in the day and everything. So, I don't know. Hey, Ann, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, everybody. Hey, hey Russell. Hey, Denny.
Hey, you
Joseph.
Guys doing, right?
Doing good. Doing great. Thank you all for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure, you know, help each other out and stuff. And Virgil's got a load in the morning. He said he was turning in tonight early, so he just got his truck back. But I don't know, man. I mean, do these corrupt politicians think this judge is going to save them, or do you think that's the reason why they're using her, or what do you think? What do you think, Virgil?
We're talking about the Supreme Court nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the three Republicans that, you know, jumped ship there, or the three you would have expected, Murkowski, Collins, and I don't know that it was Romney, but that would not surprise me a bit. You know, I mean, I don't see why everybody's all of a sudden stuff. She's a hardcore leftist liberal. She's light on trafficking, child abuse, child trafficking. She gave out some of the lightest sentences below what they called recommended. All those cases like that of her were lower than what was recommended on that stuff. That's what happens when you allow elections to be stolen.
If you really
expected the Democratic Party to do anything other than what they did right there, you need to write a letter to your institution and of higher learning and demand a refund.
Right. In my opinion, I'm thinking because with Hunter's laptop coming out with all this evidence, oh my God, it's all coming out. I'm thinking with her being confirmed and everything with that, it's making me think that's what this is for. It's maybe a stage, they're staging it and everything, but then again, I could be wrong, you know, and everything, but who's to say? I mean, you know, we know we're definitely going to be fucked. We know that. Pardon my French. But
I really don't know what to say to that.
right. And what do you,
you think? Know, mm-hmm. I'm just saying that, I mean, I don't see any thing but this thing completely unraveling, and that's going to be a very, very bad thing for we the people, but it's going to it's something that's evidently irreversible at this point, and we're going to have to come together as one somewhere down the line. I don't know, what are your thoughts, Ann?
Lock and load, bitches.
Right.
Bumpy ride, because we got the guardians of the pedophile now in the Supreme Court, you know? And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the movie that Q talked about, the guardian of the pedophiles. That's what she is. I cannot believe that right before I came on the show, I saw, because I don't watch the news, that she had been confirmed. And I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot believe that she's going to be confirmed, you know? It's just crazy. Unbelievable. But... were y'all gonna? Is this show about the border?
Yes, we're gonna talk about the border and that too, and stuff. But you know, and I was reading articles earlier today where Abbott had asked Arizona to join them into sending the illegals up to D.C. and everything. And I was laughing my butt off because Arizona said you're on. So you know, so they might have a convoy.
Don't mess with Texas, baby. I'm dying. I'm just foaming at the mouth to hear Gunny's take on Abbott shipping them to DC. We've been taking up for Abbott. We've been taking up for Abbott. Now he made us proud, okay? He made us proud.
And I do not like Abbott. I think he's about as useful as tits on a boar hog. It's election time. Of course they're going to act like they're going to do something on the border. Why the hell had he done it 2 years ago when this started happening, or at least a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
He does it, and he is the governor of Texas, and he has the authority to close the Texas borders. And he didn't do
exactly.
It because he bought and sold just like all the other China-owned substitutes.
Exactly.
That's my good.
You know, it's like Karen said when she was on the show. She knows what the governor's powers are and everything. And she says what you said, that once she, you know, if she gets elected and everything, she has the power to sing the National Guard down there, which she would do. You know, and it's questionable why won't these governors do that.
I do not know.
And that's all because they get money out of it. And, you know, and to me, it makes me feel like there are replacements, you know, in a lot of ways for a huge invasion.
Well, you have to think about something, too. I don't know why we can't legally take our National Guard to the border, or if we can. So I don't want to sound stupid, but I really don't know that law. But I know that the federal government has been calling out our National Guard, like, you know, sending everybody, you know, every place, like, you see the guard there. The Capitol from themselves, I guess. But you have to think about something, too. You have to remember the deep state. Sometimes just what, you know, you want is not what's best, okay? So what we know is the deep state's plan, and they want us to engage. They want us, especially in Texas, where we have our guns, they want us to engage. And if the National Guard came down there, you can guarantee the cartel is going to be shooting at them. They're going to be shooting back, you know, because they have their guns, whereas they take the Border Patrol's power away from them, you know. But the National Guard still has its weapons. And so then what's going to happen? You're going to have start a civil war right there on the border. And Texans are going to say, because we've been saying, you know, you feel froggy, jump, or like say when, you know, that we're just waiting, we're foaming at the mouth, you know, so it wouldn't take much, like a powder keg, you know. People like Gunny, you know, for instance. I mean, just say when, you know, he's out, you know.
And, you know,
you might not want to do that because that's giving the deep state what they want. Does that make sense? No, Gunny, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, but sometimes somewhere you've got to. It doesn't matter who's pulling whose yang or what's going on. Somewhere you have to draw a line in the sand and stand there, not be moved by, I mean, whether it's a trifle or not, or this or that, or one thing or another. Because, you know, that's basically, that's giving you an excuse to cross here. So there has to be a line in the sand. And
there does have to be a line in the sand, but the problem that we're facing right now is where we would have had probably multiple incidences like similar to the Bundy Ranch incidents, okay, if the media weren't corrupt fucks keeping the truth from us about what's really happening at the border. Because I'm getting intel and different kind of militia intel saying that there was one town a couple months ago that was overtaken by the cartel. But I could get no verification on this, you know, at all. So I didn't.
We had a lady on the show not long ago that was working at the border there in Arizona that had confirmed that the cartels were running the show. They're the ones bringing in all these kids and everything, and the drugs, you know, and stuff. And a lot of the kids that are being trafficked and stuff are being mutilated as well, and their organs are being harvested once they're done with it. And
yeah,
it's sitting.
That is going on.
It's sitting. You know, there's videos of it. She's got all kinds of videos and everything and stuff. But, you know, again, it's you know, the Democrats want this and everything. And it's mind-boggling because as long as we have to be here, I have nothing against. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against people wanting a better life, but do it the right way. You know, and everything. And stuff. But when they bring them into cities like our city, like the next one, you can see the crime rate. The crime rate has been so bad. I'm sure in other states as well. They're saying, oh, it's not the illegals. Well, I guarantee you it is. Because when they turn them loose, they're turning loose out on the streets and everything. What are they going to do? They're going to get crimes. So you have the kind of resources, and that's the only thing they know how to do. Just today, Ann and Russell, just this morning, we had 4 murders this morning and 2 carjackings. It's bad. It's getting really bad, you know. Am I wrong?
Run that by me again. I think I missed part.
Just, you know, I was just saying how, you know, when every time they bring the illegals into our communities and stuff, crime rate jumps up and everything. And just this morning alone, we had 4 murders. 4 murders today. We had a couple murders yesterday. Carjacking this morning. I mean, am I wrong to assume that that's what's causing the crime rate to shoot up? We never had this problem until they started this.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's been a long, long process, Joseph. I mean, the way our as wide open as our southern border is, I mean, I'm surprised our Border Patrol had just thrown their arms up because they're getting no support, no help. We have the Texas Guard, all right? We don't have to use Texas National Guard. We have the Texas Guard that could be down there on the border. They could be deputized. They could be down there working with Border Patrol, cutting off some of these routes they're using. They're not all walking across the bridges. They're crossing every child sex trafficking in general, drugs pouring across the border, and you know, and I want to, and I know there's a lot of people that support Abbott, and but I mean, you're telling me if you were the governor, all right, there's a question that I want both of y'all to answer. You're the governor, and since January the 20th of 2021, borders just been pouring open. It's been a year plus since then, and except go and tell photo ops and stuff like that, nothing has been done by our governor to aid or plug this problem. And you're governor of Texas. Why is it taking you until an election year to talk loud and beat your chest again when you hadn't done a thing at all in the last year and a half?
Well, because it's election time's coming up.
And you get your shot.
Well, he has done stuff. You have to remember that the Biden, you know, because when everybody's sitting around screaming, you know, do this, it's kind of like a bunch of little children that aren't getting away because they don't understand that there's federal regulations that are tying their hands as well. But he has done a lot of stuff. He found a way to manipulate a way to buy back the iron and start is actually building back the border wall against Biden here in Texas, and got the ranchers all agreed to give him the give the state of Texas that property to put this fence back up, and he managed to trick the government to somehow or another he got that iron back for that fencing. So he's actually has been doing that for a little while now, and I think it's been since like last summer, June of 2021 or whatever. It was in Kinney County in Texas is when they started a court agreed to let militia start being deputized. So Patriots of America in South Texas, that militia for sure, I think there's others as well, have been being deputized and helping also in South Texas. So at least the militia is being able to help in Texas, you know. Mm-hmm. And as far as now Abbott's trying to stand up to him, and I don't know why he didn't do it sooner, but I just feel like there's more to the story than meets the eye. There's got to been, I mean, he was fighting for the border. He's been up to the border many, many times with Ted Cruz, but I think that I think the government just tied their hands up and there was nothing they could do. Just like they have no jurisdiction over, like, you know, when the government just took the guns away from the Border Patrol, when the government all of a sudden says, okay, you can't do this, you have to catch and release, you know. I think they're kind of controlled operation, all right? We mm-hmm. are – Abbott's not in control of our border. He's not in charge of our border control, you know, obviously. So I don't know, Russell.
Well,
I don't
know federal level,
I get
no.
it. But I right. do believe that if he could have, he would have done something, because he hates that motherfucker. He hates him, okay? He would have done something. Mm-hmm. He may be a rhino, but he still don't like Biden, okay? He's totally against Biden. I'm for sure of that, you know?
Yeah, but
I've been wrong before.
Those big construction companies and home building companies and road companies, they sure like that cheap labor, and they sure like giving to Abbott.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Joseph, how would you answer that question if you were the governor of Texas?
If I was governor of Texas, this is what I would do. And since New Mexico is right there at the border, what I would do is I make it illegal for city sanctuaries. Hold on. Tell you what I'll do.
Tell me why, as governor, you wouldn't have shut our southern border down by now. What's your excuse?
What my excuse would be, I would have to look at the federal level, because a governor would have so much control on a state level than he would on a federal level, which I can see. But that's a hard question. That's a very good question. And as I was starting to say earlier, you know, we got elections coming up and everything, primaries coming up in 2 months. Maybe, I don't know, this is all staged, who knows? You know, but as governor, I would have to really take a hard look and see where on a state level that I can, you know, what I can do.
If I was governor of Texas, I would start out, I would make a list of, first thing I would do, I would get every badass militia person there was to surround me at 24/7, because I would definitely probably be assassinated, okay? Because the first thing I would do is make a list of every corrupt bastard in Texas that I could get my hands on, you know, find out who they were, and expose them. And then I would go for every single little bitty town and every single city hall and every single town meeting that's in some library somewhere or some restaurant. I would go to every single one of them, and I would talk to every single person and say, you need to run for office. You need to run for office. You need to run and get these people out and get these local people, good local people that aren't backed by Soros, that aren't backed by the Democratic machine, to come in and run the office, because where the power lays is with the local sheriff, with the local councils, you know. And so once you start building up your communities and build your strength back, that's one. And then two, as governor, the second thing I would do, the first thing I would do was I would secure the border, okay? That's without being said. I think you already knew that. I would say that. I would secure the perimeter first, okay? With people line to line, I would have that whole entire border covered, which is a massive amount of land, you know. But I would utilize my militia and everything else with background checks, obviously. But we have enough militia to do that, you know, if they would let us do our stuff without having – they have us all kind of freaked out to go to the border, to be honest with you. There's a bunch of shenanigans I don't want to go into, but you know, people have been set up, and you never know now if you're being set up or not. So it's just kind of sketchy. And then, you know, when you go up there, you have to have your face covered. You have to have no VIN numbers on your vehicle showing, you know, anything like that. As a cartel will come back to your house and kill you, you know. So even just going to the border to work with militia is really, really dangerous. But I would utilize that. And then third thing I would do is I would also be pushing. I would raise every single price that I could. I don't know how I would do it. I have to do the math. So I'm not saying if this is even feasible. It might not even be feasible. But I would try to do everything I can to encourage people to shop locally and not export. Maybe find an incentive program or something for people that shop locally, you know? Mm-hmm. So that would be mm-hmm. some of the first things I would do to take back our state would be to start local and community levels of government, reinforce our border, and thrive on our local economy and buying local and building local. And then the first thing I would do would be close the border to New York and California. They got to stay home now. We have too many, okay? Y'all got to stop coming. We need people with guns here, not liberals. So if you're, you know, a gun-toting, constitutional-loving person, then we don't care where you're from. You're welcome to come here. But if you're liberal, we don't want you, period.
Right. I think, you know, I was speaking to you, and if I was governor, what I would do, I'd write out an executive order making it illegal for any community, any town, to be sanctuary to illegals and make it a felony. So this is what I would do on the executive order. And then I'll write another executive order giving power and authority to the Border Patrol to override the current federal orders to possibly give them full power to make arrests, charges, and everything else, not to catch and release, but to catch them, hold them, and send them back. I could be wrong about that. No,
I found the answer
about
that National Guard, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Why we can't use the National Guard? I found it says, Immigration Enforcement and Border Control is the exclusive jurisdiction of the federal government. States have no rights to enforce those. When the Texas National Guard is not federalized, and they're not, they fall under the command of the state. And since the states have no right to enforce immigration, they cannot send their troops to the border to do that. Now, that's not to say they can't use the National Guard in a support role, such as reconnaissance or intelligence gathering, but they cannot be used for direct enforcement. So that's why Abbott's not using the National Guard on the border.
Well, how come you're not Texas Guard? It's not federalized. It's a state.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
Given the few guys that I have met that are Texas Guard, you know, that's, I don't know. I don't even know if they could secure a friggin' donut shop.
Right. We should be able to do what the hell we want to with our National Guard. So that don't even sound right, you know. So I'm going to dig around.
I mean, all I have it.
And find out some more about this because that is kind of sketchy as hell now that y'all bring it to my attention.
Right. You know? I think if I was Abbott, he could do what DeSantis did and deputize every militia. They deputize them, activate them, and stuff, you know, they're at the border. But DeSantis, he's actually started the militias there and gave them the power. I forgot. I have to go back and read it again. That he gave them the power and the authority there to be their own community. That's something we need to look into. Do you remember that, Russell, when he did that? He authorized some kind of power, but I have to go back and remember.
That don't mean it didn't happen. I just,
right.
I'm not.
Right. And I think, too, the governor has the power to to call in the United States Marshals. The United States Marshals has the authority over the federal.
This page that I pulled up, it said that the states do not have any legal authority to police the United States border. They can police their own borders with other states, but not with other countries. Here's another one. It says, why can't the states call out the National Guard to protect citizens against federal troops? One, they aren't federal troops. They are federal law enforcement officers. Two, all the president has to do is federalize the Guard, and then they answer to him. Three, why would you prevent people from restoring law and order? That don't make sense. That's a stupid answer. Never mind. Ignore that.
I was scratching my head on that one. I was like, what? But there's a lot of ifs in there and wishy-washy stuff, too, you know, and everything. Well, when Trump was president, he had it all under control, you know, and everything and stuff. So it's a catch-22, actually, because the president does have the authority to federalize agents and everything. Well, Trump was doing that. The Democrats threw a fit, you know, and everything. And also, too, you got to think, as corrupt as these politicians are, they got to get their drugs, and they got to get that child sex trafficking somehow.
I think
that's what they thrive on. Yes, I said it. Yeah, that's what these sick politicians thrive on.
I guess.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Prove yourself. You know, but it's a mess. It's a big mess. And to answer the previous question she asked earlier on Facebook was, how can we protect our children against these grooming, you know, in the communities and stuff? You know, to answer that is having militias go in and protect the kids. And everything, you know, and put a damn bounty on these pedos and hit them down.
You're not going to.
That would be my answer. that would be my answer.
You can put militia, whoever you want down there, but if you're trying to close down, whether it's cartel run coyotes or cartel run narcos, whatever it may be, you're going to be in a full-fledged gun battle, and I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna be,
that's a sure thing on that.
You know, I mean, it's ugly. I mean, I truly don't think people realize how ugly it is down there. It's encroaching more every day. Crime here is just, Houston's been unbelievable, Houston metroplex area. It's just off the charts.
El Paso's worse. It's way worse than El Paso.
This year where violent crime, just so far this year, violent crime is up 35%. And we had 20 murders in 21 days.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, we've had way more than that up here. It's you can't even go outside unless you carry your gun with you. That's how bad it is right now up here. So, you know, you're either getting carjacked or you're getting murdered. So,
yeah.
It's bad. That's why
whenever gunning trained me with my AR in the passenger side of the seat as I rode out on the passenger side, he taught me how to work from carjacking and being assaulted. But seriously, though, y'all know I always carry my Glock, right? Always carry my Glock. But here lately, I've actually been carrying a 380 in my purse in a little bitty pocket because it's real small. I don't know why. I never use it, so I just started carrying it. And then but for my hijacking, because I kind of always kind of get excited thinking about, oh, here's a railroad track, and it's dark outside. What if somebody's coming to carjack me tonight? Well, they're going to meet my little friend, and it's a ergonomic stainless steel 357 short nose revolver that also shoots 38. So,
ooh,
yeah, it's going to mess up my ears because I'm not going to have time protection, and it is my loudest weapon. It is my loudest weapon.
Right.
And it will mess
right.
me up because I've shot it without my earplugs in before, and it hurt me for about 2 hours, but it'd be worth it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm ready.
When you go out to do that, man, do that whole goth girl look or whatever that was.
The what?
That video clip you sent me?
Oh, the one about having no feelings? That was funny, huh?
Yeah, that look. I was saying, yeah, when you go out there to for your car jacket, make sure you dress like that. That'll scare the fuck out of them.
Right,
I noticed a really funny, like, little snap that I made, and it was the makeup is just hideous in it, you know, just hideous, like a monster almost, and it's like when somebody tries to hurt your feelings at militia, but you don't have any. And I made that intention.
Right.
Tried the whole militia to intimidate me, the whole militia, but it never got to me. So when I got home, I made that snap and I sent it to him. I don't have any feelings. It didn't hurt my feelings, you know. Checkmate.
Right.
You know?
I'm the same way. I've been called everything in the book, and don't bother me. You know, I just laugh it off.
Well, Russell knows that the guys were hard on me in militia. They were real hard when I first joined on me. It was just a man's world, and women were not going to be there, especially an older woman that was out of shape. And they gave me pure and adulterated hell. But I was tough skinned, and I passed a lot of those guys up, you know, in the end. So,
right.
Well,
right.
Again, you know, that's the first time I met and was out there at a training and. I think, weren't you with Texas State Militia then?
I was with Syntex Militia, Central Texas Tech. Militia, and we were down there and met up with y'all at Texas State Militia at that other place.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but, that's the first time I met her, man. It was a pretty rough day on the training end of it, you know, ran a lot of drills, taught a lot of the basics, man, which one of my favorites to teach is what we call the dance. Remember that?
Step in line, open the door, pivot, and present.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I tell you, you know, I don't know, this whole thing is crazy right now. I mean, you know, then we got all this stuff in Ukraine going on, and everything, too. When I've seen the videos and stuff, Russell, correct me if I'm wrong, but all this looks like it's made up, like it's 3D, a 3D movie that we're looking at. I mean, it's all stage. And stuff, you know, from what I'm seeing. You know?
Yeah, I just...
Up there and everything.
You know, I just... You know, and Ann was all part of that, too, over here. But we've been sitting there telling them that, you know, Hunter's laptop this, Hunter's laptop that. And man, it's people, I don't really consider myself to be civilian journalist or anything like that. But, man, those people who do that, inclusive of... the excellent work our guest does this evening with her stuff.
Y'all are
what's finally coming about.
Lucretia was just posting now. I have to agree. I'm going to agree to Lucretia Hughes on this one because I was just reading her comment. All the stuff they're doing to Putin, like sanctioning his daughters and everything, you know that's going to backfire, right? Sanctioning Putin's daughters, that's going to backfire big time in their face.
Hey, but y'all, can I ask y'all a question, though? So, you know, everybody gave me just not, y'all didn't, but a lot of people gave me unadulterated hell about following Q, right? Mm-hmm. But let me ask you a question. If Q is just a LARP, and if Q is some whatever they say, you know, which everything they say about it is a lie. Everything you read about it, they're just print lies, okay? Then how is it that the mainstream media just today was talking about Joe Biden's son and his being involved with Chinese corruption? Whenever I put in my China video 3 years ago that China owned Joe Biden, his brother, and his son. So tell me how it is that a citizen journalist like myself has presented this information and 3 years ago, and they're just now talking about it on mainstream media. But, you know, I stand corrected. Everyone said, oh, it's just a conspiracy.
Well,
and that's not true. Well, where did I get that information at then? You know what I'm saying? Because that's accurate information,
it's
right?
It's called researching that, like we do and everything, and broadcast it out. And it's like I always tell Russell Wardle when we come to the show, you know, it usually takes about 3 or 4 weeks or a month for it all to catch up, but it does come a lot on everything that we say, you know, and it's that, you know, people swear
that we're
dead.
And the one thing I was wrong about, and I don't even know that I was wrong about it, I think I was wrong about it, but I might not have been wrong about it, is Bill Barr. Because I still, you know, I thought he was a bad guy, then I thought he was a good guy, and then I thought that Q tricked us, which is fine, and the thing is that he was a good guy, so then we were all raw, and Bill Barr was really a bad guy, and God only knows what kind of pressure that put him under with the deep state and how that it probably made his life pure hell when he's saying, hey, I'm on y'all's side, and we're all like, no, Bill Barr's on our side, we love him, you know. So that was actually brilliant. If he is a bad guy, it was brilliant, you know. And Q said disinformation is useful sometimes. So we need
you got to remember. You got to remember, too, Bill Barr.
But Russell always said he's a bad guy. But now, ever since he's come out, he just went out of his way to make sure that everybody knows how much him and Trump don't like each other. But if you remember all these years, everything that Trump always said about Durham was he always said, not Durham, but Barr, he always said, Barr's a real gentleman. He's a real gentleman. And that's what he always said about Barr, right? Well, now Bill's not being very much of a gentleman by going on a book tour and slamming on Trump in his book and going on all these things, promoting his book and talking crap about Trump. But it's almost like he's playing a part. Like he's trying to convince everybody that he just can't stand Trump, you know? So I think there may be a surprise in it because now all of a sudden Barr is like, oh, yeah, the laptop's real. That is real. I was shocked when they said it was – when they lied. So, you know what I mean? I don't know if he's a white hat or – I don't know what's going on with Barr. He has
confused.
That's part of the plan. And a really good military plan, we wouldn't know what the hell's going on, right? So, I mean, it's good that we don't know, but
– Well, we did a deal on –
Well, we did
a show on Barr. If you remember, Russell, we did a show on Barr about a year ago showing that Barr is part of the deep state because with Bush and all Clinton and all them, and there's evidence backing that up. But who's to say? It could be played both sides. You know?
Well, my whole thing with Barr, and from day one when he was even being nominated, I was like, no, because he is about as anti-Second Amendment as they come. So I never liked Barr from the get-go. I wish I knew more about this Durham guy. Looks like he's doing good.
Durham was appointed by Barr. Barr came in like the stealth bomber. But there's more. There's Horwitz.
No.
There was more than one special investigation going on besides Durham.
Yardnoe. What was his name? The first AG?
Hargrove? Sessions?
Yeah, Sessions. Sessions is the one who brought Durham in.
Barr did that. He brought in, I think he brought in Hurwitz, didn't he? And see, Sessions did all those sealed indictments, like 135,000 sealed indictments. That's why Sessions didn't do crap. He came in, he did his role, he did his 135,000 sealed indictments, never squealed that out, and then recused himself from all that other crap, did his business, and then got the hell out. Barr comes in, I don't know. He could have been a black hat. They could have been maybe blackmailing him before and making him do shit. We never know what's going on. So we don't know if he's got flipped or if they had the Whiteheads have had evidence on him. Maybe he's being like a double spy. But all I know is now he is saying the laptop's real. So I'm not going to trust him because Russell's been had good instinct. He has good instincts.
Well,
and I've been wrong about him. So all I can say is that I'm really glad I was wrong about him because I love the way that Q did that and made us think that he was really the good guy. And the psychological anguish that Bill Barr must have went through, if he's a bad guy, that Anons put him through by cheerleading, having T-shirts, rah, 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 and signs, memes. Oh, my God.
Right,
been having a nervous freaking breakdown. That is freaking hilarious and genius, okay? You know, even if we didn't get used to do that, that's fine with us. You know what I mean? But that's funny.
But one thing we have to remember, too, during that time, just about all of them were in white envelopes. And I still want to know what was in those envelopes. Even Penn's got one.
I'm actually going to do a video on that. I'm actually going to do a little short video on that because I find it so fascinating. Envelope Gate, I'm obsessed with it, okay? I'm obsessed with it. And I have studied these videos of every video there is, every footage there is of Envelope Gate. I have it memorized, okay? Like, I have found some incredible shit that nobody else has really pointed out. So I think I'm going to do something about that. I'm going to make a little video on it because I find that very interesting, you know?
Inquirers want to know what was in that envelope that they all got.
Since you totally got off subject with envelope gate, let me fill in some of the listeners, okay, if you don't mind.
Okay. So
they were at a funeral, and it was Poppy Bush's funeral, okay? And everybody's standing around talking, and all the cameras are watching them, and everybody's just having a good time, and Pence is there with the Clintons just living it up, right? So on the front row, you have President Trump, and then you have Melania and Barack Obama. Then you have Michelle Obama. This is going to the left, from the right to the left, okay? Michelle Obama, and then you have Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and then you have Richard Nixon, okay? So that's who's on the front row. And then behind him, you have, behind Donald Trump, right on the aisle, you had Pence and then his wife, and then you had who was sitting beside him? Somebody else. Somebody else. They were out of. There was somebody else that wasn't supposed to be there. It was right in the middle, and then it was Joe Biden. Okay, right down there, like behind Hillary Clinton, where Joe Biden was, right. And so the Bushes were on the other side of the aisle. Okay, so what a lot of people missed, what I caught, but I didn't catch this until right about the time I realized that Pence was a traitor. So I missed it, the whole presidency, all the way up until right around the inauguration. And that's when I caught it. I was like, oh, I should have caught this sooner. What I caught was that when Trump walks in, he's facing Pence. He's walking towards Pence. Pence is looking down. And you guys remember, I have 3 degrees in mental health, so I studied a nonverbal behavior, you know, a council of drug addicts and people. So nonverbal is important. Right. So he's looking down at the ground. He's grimacing and he never looks up. He doesn't greet the president. He doesn't stand up and, you know, honor him or shake his hand or anything like that, like he normally would have. Right. So Trump gets in the chill, turns around, ignores him, you know. Well, then later on, Hillary Clinton opens up this envelope that falls out of her thing and she starts reading it. And Jimmy Carter sees it and he's like, why didn't I get one? He starts looking for his, but nothing comes out, right? And she just looks, reads it, and she stares at it, she's just glaring at it, you know? Well, Michelle Obama got one, Joe Biden got one, they all got one, but they also, there was one video that showed that Pence's wife, as she opened the book, also had an envelope, okay? But what I did was I looked at the time, and everyone who got the envelope on the left-hand side, they read something. You could tell they were reading something by the seconds that it took, you know? It was absolutely reading something. It wasn't a glance. All right. Meanwhile, you have the Bushes on the other side, and they're fixing to start carrying out the body of the ex-president, Poppy Bush. So Jeb Bush has got his face, his hand on his heart, and he's just smiling and like, oh, dear old dad, I remember you, dear old dad, kind of that kind of look, you know what I'm saying? Can't believe you're gone, but we had some good times, dad, you know? Little bit of a smile there, tiny smile. Then all of a sudden, something happens to George Bush. And he's like grimacing. He's like shaking his head like Laura Bush is reading something. And she's like, is this real? It looks like she says, it looks like it on her mouth. It says, is this real? And he just grimaces his mouth real tight, and he said, yes. And then she gets a hold of Jeff, and she just puts the thing over there. He glances down. See, this is a picture. This was not words, okay? I've studied this for hours. I'm absolutely positive it was not words. It was a picture. He glanced at it like a millisecond. And when he did, his whole composure changed. He, like, almost fell out. It was like, it will be the moment that Jeb Bush will always be famous for. Okay, that's the face that people are always going to remember, that look on his face. And he looked down at the picture. So they got words, and he got pictures. Now, somebody did ask Q what was in the envelope. And Q said, our counteroffer or counterpunch or something like that. So he didn't really give us an answer, you know. But their counter, whatever that means. But I think my own personal theory, everybody has them, but I think that's whenever Pence got called that. I think that Pence thought he had got away with everything. And that no one suspected him. And I still didn't. Like I said, he fooled me. And then I think that's when Trump called Pence out with whatever was in that envelope, by him getting the envelope. And
right.
I think that what they – my theory is kind of crazy, but I think that they hid Bobby Bush out and faked his death. The D.C. thought they did, you know, like the Bushes. Like they knew he was going to get arrested. That's what I think, you know. I think they knew he was going to get arrested. So I think that they faked his death, faked Bobby Bush's death. So they all got together because it was like a very big party, right? You know what I'm saying? This big gathering thing for this thing. And I think that the White Hats came and picked up Poppy Bush and took him to jail, executed him, and showed him a picture of that. That's what I think. That's what I think they saw. That's exactly what I think. I think he was in Gitmo'd or something, you know?
Could be. Who knows? Who knows? It could be.
What else
could
would give him that look unless it was his father alive? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or being executed. What else could give him that look?
We got you on film. You know, I mean, we all saw
the envelope said was a note from George Bush Jr., you know, or George Bush Sr. Most people think their theory is that the envelopes that Hillary Clinton, Biden, Pence, and everybody got said they know everything. Sorry,
Excuse
George
me.
Bush. told him everything.
I tell you, it's crazy.
Or maybe
I didn't remember.
Maybe they thought that Bush was dead and he made a deal. Maybe they thought that he was dead and he had faked his death.
Or
and he made a deal and sold everybody out, you know?
Right. And my line of thinking is maybe John F. Kennedy Jr., because, you have had a theory that he's still alive in there. Well, maybe he sent some old letters saying, I'm going to get all of you. You know, who knows?
Well, just for the record, everybody always talks about the QAnon people who believe that John F. Kennedy's back and he's going to be, you know, vice president and all that stuff. That's all lies. Okay, first off, that's all lies. Because Q, someone asked if JFK Jr. was alive, and Q said no. Okay? So that is the only thing that Q has really ever said positively, that no. Now, do some people who believe in Q also believe that JFK Jr. is alive? I think he might be, you know, but it's not because of anything he said. You know what I'm saying? So that's just
There's been a few photos over the years floating around of him and everything. So I have to question it, you know, because there was some going around with him that where he grew a beard. If you remember, they showed a photo of him over in the Mount Rushmore during the 4th of July celebration. You remember that?
I was never convinced. The only thing that I was convinced about was that lady, that one lady that really did look like just like his wife. Just like his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty compelling. That was pretty crazy, you know? And so my own investigation on it, and going all the way back to the plane crash and the investigation and the bodies. And I went through the whole entire, you know, I investigated it. And I actually did a podcast on it, and it was a really good podcast. So it was one of my favorite ones I've ever done. As a matter of fact, if you want to, we can all do one on my channel and revisit that because it's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we could do that and everything. Right now, it's getting that time to close. But I tell you, you know, I don't know, with everything going on now, with all this, with this judge, this new judge being confirmed and everything and stuff.
I can't believe that. I'm just
that's
shocked.
Just a, me too. And I'm just thinking the timing of all this making me think that maybe they think that she's going to save them all. Who knows?
You know how hard it is for me to get up here and go rah, rah, rah every single time that I talk to y'all guys? When y'all are like, ah, it's the end of the world. And I'm like, rah, rah, rah. Y'all, it's just so hard whenever I see crap like this pedophile guardian being nominated. You know, it's getting harder and harder to be the rah, rah girl, you know?
Well, you got to remember how.
Got a feeling.
Well, too, they elected her, too, because half of D.C. is on Epstein's flight logs. Think about it.
That's what I'm saying. She's the guardian of the pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that poster said, the guardian of the pedophiles. That's what she is.
Yep.
But you know what that
yep.
also indicates? It's going
to
go down. It's fixing to go down, baby.
Girlfriend.
What?
What, Russell?
What happened to Epstein's girlfriend?
I don't know. Fine. They got hush-hush, didn't they?
Fake news didn't
come. You know, there was all that going around about she made a deal and exposed a bunch of people, but... I haven't heard a word about her or from her in a while.
Been months.
Like
now I haven't noticed that. Maybe when she starts putting up on that. Where's Maxwell? We should start that WrestleMania on Facebook. Where did Maxwell go?
Spy, right? You know she's a spy. Have y'all figured that out yet?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. Her father was a famous Israeli spy. It was Mossad, right? And
yeah.
He knows, like, I don't know how many languages. She had her submarine. She has she knows how to, she has the license to do those submarines, like to pilot a submarine, a little mini sub, you know? I mean, she knows how to fly an airplane. Come on. She's doing all this blackmail at Pedo Island. And I'm telling you, I think she's a spy. Probably so.
So anyway, it's getting
that picture.
I believe the same thing. I think she was. I think she has all the tape on, all the dirt on everyone. But I think she's probably smart enough not to put it out there. You
I'm
know,
thinking that maybe Israel was behind it. You know, like everybody's always like back Israel. I'm always like. Joseph, we're always all like, back Israel. But, you know, I remember in those, some of those she posts that kind of made me wonder, but, you know, I wonder if Israel was behind Epstein Island because, you know, that was a bigger picture. That was run by somebody, a powerful country probably, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with her father being that big Mossad and all these connections, I don't know. What do you think? Maybe?
Could be.
Russell,
yeah, could be.
I straight up think she was. I'm not sure who she was working for, but that's just like you said. That just reeks of spooks.
Mm-hmm. Hey, a new conspiracy we can work on. But at that time, guys, and we'll be back for. Go ahead, brother.
Monday. Oh, no. Go ahead and close it out, brother. I picked to get me a power nap, get up about 1 o'clock and finish some paperwork. So we'll
all
talk
righty.
To y'all Monday. Be safe.
Monday.
Joseph, before you hang
ahead,
up, Russell, Joseph, do me one big favor for Wolfpack Radio.
Sure.
Why don't you not do a show every night so that me and Russell can do a show, you know. You've been kind of like cockwalking, you know.
Well, yeah, I could take a break. Well, right. So we can,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't do a show on Wednesday and Friday
night. You can come
do
my show. Come on my channel. I need
you
to
got it.
Do so. Come on my channel with us one night.
You got it. Well, you know
get
I will. All the time. Well, you guys do that. Well,
yeah,
you have to do that, so I'm right there.
I know, but I've been too lazy to do it. But to be honest, I've been too lazy to do the show description, so that's why I've been lazy to do them all. Otherwise,
right,
I would have done it sooner. So I'm glad you did them. So it's a lot of work in the studio. It's a lot of work. So
well,
I love you, bro.
Well,
see you later, Gunny. See you later, Joseph.
All right, we'll talk to you. All right. Well, we'll close the show off and be back.
Good night, America.
We'll be back here Monday night, so you all tune in. And I'll make a promise. I will be kicking off for 2 months because I'll be working the election, so you got 2 months to play with. But anyhow, I'll talk to y'all soon. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Should I run for president?